Old Shame. This is Murphy Gibbons. Shanghai, he was called, though his name was Abelhead Pierce. George Saunders described him in Trail Drivers of Texas. Mr. Pierce was a loud talker, and no man who saw him or heard him ever forgot his voice or his appearance. He was a wonder to his friends, and I believe to himself, and a wonder he was. Pierce grew up in Rhode Island. His father was a blacksmith. When he was 19, he stowed away on a ship bound for Indianola, Texas. He went to work for cattleman Richard Grimes and asked to receive his first year's pay in cow and calves. He planned to become a cattleman himself. When the Civil War began, Shanghai enlisted in the Confederate Army. As regimental butcher, Shanghai said he was the same as a general, always in the rear on advance and always in the lead on retreat. After the war, Shanghai established El Rancho Grande in Wharton County and married Fanny Lacey. On borrowed money, he bought cattle to ship to Cuba and became one of the first cattlemen to send herds up the trail to Kansas. On a visit to Kansas City, he asked the hotel clerk if there was any mail for him. The clerk said, "And who the hell are you?" Pierce straightened up and said, in his foghorn voice, "I am Shanghai Pierce, Webster on cattle, by God, sir." In a cemetery near his ranch, Shanghai put up a marble statue of himself. He died on December the 26, 1900, and was buried in the Demings Bridge Cemetery, where his statue stood. An era was over. He left $1.3 million, a sum considerably grown from the 75 cents he had in his pocket when he walked ashore at Indianola. J. Frank Dobie wrote that Old Shang was known wherever longhorn cows bellowed. And as he would say himself, he was the best cattleman around, Webster owned cattle, and would have insisted on having the last word. This is Murphy Gibbons.